Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
Remember that God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. So He hasn't changed.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word. We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Crazy Faith.
Speak the Word.
Did you know that if you were to ask anyone on the street what is the most joyful time of the year, without question, it would be practically unanimous that Christmas is the most joyful time of the year.
Amen.
In 1719, Isaac Watts wrote a hymn that came to be entitled Joy to the World. All right. Now it is one of our most beloved Christmas carols because it really captures the essence of Christmas, which is joy.
Amen.
That's the whole essence, is joy.
Yes.
Watts was right when he titled his carol Joy to the World, for Christmas is not just for America. It's not just for over here in America. It is not a national joy. It's a joy to the world. It's universal joy.
Amen.
And I'm going to throw this little letter in here to get to to finish making my point. But you know, friends, nobody can be so brutally honest like a child. And this one child wrote a letter to his aunt, and it went like this. He said, Dear Aunt Sarah, he said, thank you for the Christmas present that you sent to me. He said, the present that you sent to me for Christmas was almost as good as the one I really wanted. But brothers and sisters, when God gave us His Christmas present in the form of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, without question, He gave us a greater gift than we could have ever imagined or wanted.
Amen.
Christmas, as you all know, has always had its critics and those that wanted to diminish its impact upon this lost world. We have those that want to celebrate the holidays with no regard to the one the holiday season is all about.
Yes.
But this is the day and age that we live in today. We want Christmas, but not the Christ that comes with it.
Amen.
We want the decorated tree of Christmas, but not the disturbing tree of Calvary.
Right.
Not the tree that held Jesus.
Amen.
And let me say this, but Jesus was not held on that cross by the nails in his hands.
Amen.
He was
Amen.
Held on that cross for his love.
Amen.
For
Thank
us.
Yes.
He was willing to give his life
yes.
for us.
Amen.
So he was there willingly.
Amen.
And it also says that when he was led away, that he never opened his mouth.
That's right. Amen.
He never complained. He never said anything. It seems that Christmas has been attacked from the very conception of the little baby that was laid in the manger. When you get past all the hustle and the bustle of the holidays, past all the family celebrations, when you get past the gifts and the cards and the dinners, Christmas is still about that little baby boy that was sent to be the Savior of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, let us give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ that laid down His life for us and shed His blood on the tree at Calvary. And remember, without Christ, there would be no Christian. There would be no Christmas.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? So the title to my message today, which is away from that, is called Crazy Faith. We're going to talk a little bit today about crazy faith.
Amen.
You might think it's a little unusual message for Christmas, but I feel the Lord will have me share it with you.
Amen.
Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith on the earth?
Yes.
Think about that.
Amen.
In Luke 18:18, in the God Word translation, he says, I can guarantee that he will give them justice quickly. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Amen. And like I said, we're going to talk a little bit about crazy faith. Amen. You will find in the scriptures many incidents that many that stepped out in crazy faith. You know, all through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, you'll find those people that followed the commandments of the Lord and stepped Amen. Out in faith.
Amen.
And even if it meant risking their lives.
Right.
You know, most of the time when the Lord asked them to do something, they were risking their lives.
Yes.
But they stepped out anyway. For instance, you have David, who was a young lad that went up against a giant with three small stones, but he came out the victor.
Yes. Amen.
You have Joshua, who went up against a huge army with only 600 men that came out the victor. As a matter of fact, we all know the Bible, know that Joshua started out with thousands
yes.
of men. But the Lord kept drilling him down and drilling him down and drilling
yes.
him down until he ended up with only 600 men, 600 soldiers. Because
yes.
then the reason being is because he didn't want them to think that they were the ones that won the battle.
That's right. Amen.
God wanted them to know that it was him.
That's right.
That was fighting that battle.
Amen.
And Joshua did win. He did come out the victor with only the 600 men.
Amen.
Saints, there was only one common denominator, as I said, in both these and all of the others who stepped out in faith, and that was God Almighty,
Amen.
Who was fighting their battles for them.
That's right.
In crazy faith, you have to be willing to be obedient and follow instructions.
Amen.
In other words, be obedient to whatever God tells you to do, no matter how crazy
yes.
it may seem in the natural. And
yes.
let me stop here and say, it's not always in the ministry.
Right.
It can be in the natural. It could be a job. It could be anything
Amen.
That you have, feel in your spirit. Oh, that, you know, I just feel like this is good. I feel like this is okay.
Mm.
And sometimes because of past things, we're afraid sometimes to step out.
That's right. Amen.
But if you feel that in your spirit, trust God.
Amen.
He knows everything.
Amen.
He really is the only one that knows your future.
Amen.
He knows your past, he knows your present, and he knows your future.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Saints, the situation that we are facing in the world today is going to take more than just regular faith.
Amen.
It is going to take some crazy faith. We are living in a generation today that believes more in Google
Amen.
Than they do God.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, we desperately need an infusion of faith.
Yes,
we need
Amen.
An infusion.
Amen.
God is looking for a generation of people that says it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter what someone else is doing. Sometimes people are so into following another person or another thing. I've been experiencing that a little bit in the last few days myself. You don't want to be following anybody else. You always want to follow the Lord.
Amen.
Just because what they're doing looks like it might fit you, it may not fit you. That may not be what the Lord wants for you.
Amen.
God is looking for a generation, like I said, that doesn't matter what it looks like and what it sounds like. It doesn't matter what someone else is doing, but they will say, as for me and my house,
yes.
we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? In Revelation 22:11, in NIV says, let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let that vile person continue to be vile.
Amen.
Let the one who does right continue to do right.
Yes.
And let the holy person continue to be holy.
Yes.
And let me inject this in here. Just because the Lord said, let them continue to do bad, that does not excuse us for praying for them.
Amen.
The Lord expects us to continue to pray for the lost until they've taken their last breath.
Amen.
And there's nothing left. Once they've taken their last breath, there's nothing you can do. But we can pray for them until they take their last breath.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Father, I thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood at Calvary that washed away all of our sins, bore all of our pain, and took every infirmity. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you said that when you return, will you find people on earth who believe in you, who have faith? And Father, I pray that we will have that kind of crazy faith that people like David, who went up against Goliath with three small stones, and Joshua, who took on an army of thousands with only 600 men, and they were able to step out in faith and do as you have commanded them to do, because they had faith in the one and only true God, God Almighty himself, the host of the armies, the same God that we serve now. For thanks be to God who never changes. Help us, O Lord, to understand that you're still fighting battles today, and all we have to do is to be obedient and put our trust and faith in you. We realize that there is much turmoil and confusion and fear in the world today, but I believe that there is no situation that we're facing today that the God we serve can't handle. For the God we serve is raising up his warriors, his soldiers that are not afraid to speak up and stand up. For the God that we serve, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.